show is brought to you by bonusrewards.sg.
Hi, and welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. This is Mr. Brown.
And this is Imran.
And Imran has very kindly dropped by during a very busy Hari Raya Eve.
That is correct, man. This is the time
to talk.
To send cookies to your aunties, your cousins, to the multitude of relatives that most Malay people have.
What were you doing all day, man?
Man, I tell you, delivering cookies has become a tradition.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it used to be, okay, in the past, all the moms, they make cookies, right?
Yeah.
And then after that, next level, back in the late 80s, people started to just buy cookies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, because the whole confectionery thing was lost, is lost art. You know, so, and everyone, and the people who are good at it will just make cookies and just sell them. A lot of moms and aunties will just buy and they trade.
Oh, they trade?
They trade. Yeah, it's like, okay, I got cookies from this person and you got cookies from that person. I want some of those cookies that you bought from that person. I have these cookies from this person. Let's trade so that we have various permutations of various cookies.
Oh,
how cool is that? It's like a card trading thing. With
so the cookie trading.
Yeah. Might and cookies. Yes. That's right. So it's pretty interesting. And, you know, and of course, Hari Raya, I have to mention the festivities at Geylang is at all-time high.
Okay.
Have you been to Geylang recently?
Geylang, no. Actually, I was scared.
Scared?
Yeah, a lot of people.
That's the joy of it, what?
Okay.
Okay, but I must say that if you do not enjoy being molested, you know, in the span of half hour, you will.
I go. Wait, by who?
Various sorts of old men.
Okay, then do I go?
No, that's the joy of it.
It's fun. I went before.
It's great, right?
Yeah.
It is awesome. And the food.
Yeah.
Got many
Ramly burgers.
Man, Ramly's as far as the eye can see, and in various permutations of heart attack levels.
You told me about one.
Yeah. Okay, here's the thing, right? This guy, he sells a triple deck Ramly burger. Okay,
wow.
It's three patties
with
layers, two eggs, two fried eggs in it, with mayo, with barbecue sauce, with black pepper, and don't know what kind of condiments, and just one tiny slice of lettuce.
Oh, the lettuce is important because
just for fiber.
We need our fiber.
Correct.
You know, after all the meat and all the other stuff, you need fiber.
Yeah, you know, you need the fiber. So basically, it's basically a multi-layered patty of death.
You can have a suicide pack together with that burger.
Correct. If you had a Ramly cult and you wanted everyone to just kong together, right? All buy one triple deck Ramly burger each, eat and drink milk or kong.
Or die.
Confirm die.
Oh.
But it's great.
Well, it tastes great.
It tastes so good. One of my favorites.
I'm hungry.
One of my favorites in Geylang is the Sloppy Joe.
Okay. They don't call it sloppy joe, right?
No, I forget what they call it, but basically it's like bolognese sauce.
Okay.
That's really thick with tomatoes and garlic, black pepper, and it's chunky beef. And it's just boiling in this vat with tomato base, and it's plopped onto a burger bun, and then they put cheese on it. They put mayo on it and chili sauce some more. So the thing is literally dripping.
Uh-huh.
I've seen kids walking around with that thing, right? With the sauce dripping down their elbows.
Wow.
And just burying their face in it. It is juicy. It is meaty. It is sweet. It is tender. And you know, when you break fast, right, it is the bomb. It is the bomb.
What meat is it? It's like...
They've got the kambing version.
Kambing, which is like for the international readers, listeners. Kambing is mutton, right?
I think it's goat.
Goat. Goat meat.
Goat meat.
Goat meat.
You know, a friend of mine, right, this Australian guy,
okay,
he came down and I took him to Beach Road to eat mutton chop.
Okay.
Then I gave it to him, he's like, hey, this is not mutton. It tastes like kind of funky. I said, maybe it's goat. I said, why do you guys eat this crap? Eat lamb, you know, it's so much better. And I'm thinking, why do we eat mutton and goat? It's kind of funky.
Goat and lamb different, right?
Yeah, I think so. Is that...
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not the authority on goat and lamb.
Oh, yeah, correct. They're different. Because lamb don't have horn.
Lamb got horn, lah.
Goat, lah.
Goat.
You know? We are very sad, right? We can't tell the difference between goat and lamb. It's like, what the heck? Hey, wait a minute. This goat meat here got the bone. Oh, it's the horn.
Lamb got horn, lah.
Is it?
Yeah. You know,
but lamb don't hamtam you, lah. They don't, like, jiglo. Then, like,
they jiglo.
They jiglo.
They jiglo.
So it's lamb, baby goat.
Any animal, if you disturb them, they'll jiglo you.
Oh, that's true. Oh, lamb is sheep.
What the fuck am I talking about?
No, lamb is sheep, lah.
Lamb is sheep.
Goat is a different animal.
Goat is mutton.
Ah, correct. Goat is mutton. Okay.
Hey, correct. Lamb is sheep.
Correct.
Goat is mutton.
So one veal is sheep.
Veal is young deer.
Oh, young.
No, veal is deer.
No, venison is dead.
Oh, venison. We are so pathetic. We need to get out more, I think.
We need to get out more.
Yeah.
We can't tell our meats.
That's right. And the way we say when an animal attacks you is gudu,
gudu.
This is how it sounds was
to me.
Oh man, yeah, well, it's true lah. That's why I use it as well. Anyway,
back to Hari Raya and the kambing.
Yeah, and
Swapi Joe,
yeah, it is awesome. And not only that, Hari Raya in Geylang, right? If you go down there, it is a place where all the hottest Malay girls hang out.
Oh,
I tell you,
really?
Go there, it's a feast for your eyes because they're all dressed up, you know, because they know the boys be checking them out.
Oh, I
you
see.
Know, see, they wear that baju Melayu, baju kurung.
So pretty.
And I tell you what, the traditional Malay outfits are sexy.
Uh huh.
You know why?
Why?
Because, okay, it may seem shapeless. It means like it's just draped on the girl, right?
Sure.
No, but in actuality, the material is very light. It's almost silk like, so it kind of drapes, but
very
it kind of.
Silky.
It's very silky, so it kind of covers the right curves.
Ooh.
If there's any lace underneath, you can see this is the outline of the lace. So it's
wow.
So awesome. And that couple of Sloppy Joes is a winner for me already.
Sloppy Joe plus that.
Plus that. On. Hey, but I mean, Chinese New Year's the same, what? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm surely Chinatown, the girls.
But I'm too busy buying stuff and trying to get out of Chinatown during the Chinese New Year period.
No, but don't you want to like hang out and...
No, it's too crowded.
Really?
It's like you go there, yeah, you go there, you don't want to hang around. You just want to buy your goodies and get out.
That's it?
Yeah, it's too crowded.
Don't you want to like soak in the festivities, you know, buy bakwa and walk around checking chicks out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think there's a lot more of hanging out. I think the festival feeling is stronger during Hari Raya.
Why is that?
I think
is it the kampung flavor?
Maybe I think
gotong royong.
I was gonna say I think you are more relaxed. Chinese always very like okay, we gotta buy stuff, we gotta get
chong
out.
Chong ah,
go, bargain, chow. You know,
I will go there, relax.
I think there's a more festive air around Hari Raya. I've been to Geylang.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's the music.
Music.
To the fact that we are, you know, we this whole joget thing, you know, even though we're walking, there's a Hari Raya music, you know, dun, 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 and there's a certain like groove in your walk.
Chinese music cannot groove.
You know what?
Dong dong chang, dong dong chang. You cannot groove.
You can't get down, get busy.
You can't get busy.
Yeah, you know, because you know, even like when I was in school. There was a certain groove difference between the Malay dance people and the Chinese dance gang.
I'm sure.
Very big difference. Because the Chinese dance seemed to be... Their signature move was the stand in a circle with a fan and kind of spin around. Yeah.
My last contact with Chinese folk dance was when I was 6.
Wow, you actually...
My mother signed me up for some community center dance. Really, kids all going like folk dance. So that sort of like scarred me for life and I'm trying to forget. I don't know. And at that age, you don't really want to meet the chicks, right? You just wanted to play your own marbles and... I mean, not your own marbles, but you want to play marbles. And games and spiders and
man,
stuff.
Man, I don't know what community center your mom sent you, but I'm going.
Got
I'm going to play with marbles. Okay.
Got a lot of girls. Yeah, got lah. Then I didn't participate lah. I hated it, man. So it was not a very fun thing.
Hey, I was in Chinese dance too. When I was I was in kindergarten. I was part of the PAP kindergarten gang.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had the blue shorts, the white, the red tie, the white shirt, and the blue suspenders.
Okay.
And for the, when we graduated.
Graduated. With a degree in kindergartenism.
Degree in napping. But, I mean, it was a graduation, man. We had the whole robe going. We had
I got
the motorboard all
robe. Yes, I also have.
Got but picture, mine, no?
Got. I have. I got to dig it out. But I was all dressed up for it.
Yeah, I got the napping degree in the head.
That's the only time I ever got to wear that thing, man. I grew up and never wore. Then graduate. That's when I get away. So my last motorboard was when I was like 5.
Damn.
So tomorrow, what are you going to be doing?
Okay, tomorrow will be the obligatory. There you go.
Uh-huh.
Tongue twister there for me. giving away of monies to children.
Oh.
Yes.
So you don't. Oh, you have to give,
Hey, you gotta give, man. Because not the kids will look at you funny, like, Uncle Imran, one kind.
Oh, stingy. The angpao is green, right?
Angpao is green. You know what? This angpao, right? Not really. It's just a recent. No, not recent. It seems that it's a long time green angpao tradition. But it's not. The angpao adaptation only happened in probably the late in circa 1985.
Really?
I think so.
That recent?
Yeah, that recent.
Before that, what were you
giving? Before that, just giving money, man.
Just cash.
Just cash. Ka-ching! No.
That's like that.
Yeah, but see, there's pros and cons to giving away ampaus. Okay, one, you can hide how much you're giving.
Then they find out till you left.
Ah, correct.
You, what? $2? Ayah! Too late.
No lah, man. Yeah, it's true lah. But on the other hand, now you actually have to spend extra money on buying angbaos lah.
Oh, you must buy the paper.
Yeah lah. I mean, unless you go to the bank, the bank give you free. Or you're a real cheapskate, use Chinese New Year angbaos to give during Hari Raya.
But not green lah.
Yeah lah, that's why lah. If you're a cheapskate, you get the free one from the bank lah.
Real one. They got Chinese notes on it lah.
Hey, one year I made a big mistake, no. Because sometimes I got no time to actually buy the damn thing, right? So I just took whatever when I was at work. Who got angbaos? Give me. Hari Raya, I need to give to the kids. Then my friend give me a whole collection. So I just stuck money into it the night before. And next year, just give lah. Then I went to my grandma's house, I give beer. Then my cousin, how come this one Tiger beer one?
Oh no.
I know, like, oops, Tiger beer.
Oh, Tiger beer. Lucky not the year of the dog one.
That's right.
They can they have it.
Oh, no, Tiger beer, year of dog.
Some years they have, yeah, they have the dog, dog, the pig or the dog. Oh. Salah.
You give Barbie during Hari Raya. Mati lu.
Oh no.
Habis. Yeah. But it's great, man. I love Hari Raya. Hari Raya is the time. And this time where I meet all my new cousins.
Yeah.
Because a fresh crowd of babies will
appear,
you know, and you get to meet who's who and who's married to when and how and whose child is what and who's... And then there's the inevitable cuisine challenge.
Oh, how was that?
Because, okay, in Malay culture, basically, the cooking culinary skills, per se, are handed down from mother to daughter.
Correct.
So, does it happen in Chinese families?
Yeah, some families.
Some. But I notice it's not as... prevalent in...
Now's the day, the girl, all don't want to learn how to cook one,
You hungry? Call KFC.
Yeah, you own self, go McDonald's, go and buy. Where got time cook for you?
Buy Big Mac.
Tapao.
Sorry, or go downstairs, Kopitiam.
Yeah, Kopitiam buy. Yeah. No more, less.
Okay, I must say that... I must say it's getting less and less.
But more, still more than Chinese.
Well, I think so, because... Yeah. Every Hari Raya, still up to now, you know, every auntie will just bring out the big guns.
Oh man,
big guns! And I tell you, every day, second day Hari Raya, I confirm kena diarrhea one. Not because the food isn't bad or what, no, because it's just sheer overeating.
Correct.
Can you imagine not? Okay, I wake up in the morning. First thing, my mom will already cook a huge buffet. Yeah. I'm talking like ayam masak merah. I'm talking about rendang. Ooh. I'm talking about the ketupat is there. I'm talking about the lemak is there. I'm talking like rich. Home cook, full of love. I love my children. I cook in the mornings for you all kinds of foods. Okay, wake up, you whack one time already because you cannot tahan. You're like, whack.
Yeah,
okay, later go grandmother house. Now grandmother is first generation pass cooking down to mother, so she is exactly what my mother has except it's her version.
Oh.
So second time eat the same thing, ayam masak merah, rendang, the lemak, everything, but slightly different permutation. Grandmother will force you to eat, so you have no chance. Must give face, whack. Second time, Third time, go to the other grandmother's house where everyone kind of gathers, the designated gathering area. Right. And that one, I think I have about 8 aunties.
Wow.
All of whom, that's the Javanese side, who are more in tune with a different kind of cooking.
Right.
So all those aunties will also bring their permutations of the rendang, the lemak, the ayam masak merah, the gedebak gedebuk, everything. Ooh. Plus the grandmother has the mother lot, which she cooks the most, which is her version. So you're required to eat them all.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's great, but it's torturous, but it's, you know,
you pay for it the next day.
And not only that, the aunties will come up to you, "Hey, how my rendang nice not?"
Oh.
Then you take some, take.
Loaded. This is a loaded question.
Very loaded. Like, nice. Then the auntie, "Hey, no, don't try that one, try this one.
Oh.
Walao. But it's shook.
But it's a nice problem to have.
It's a good problem. It's just that next day you just get ready lah. Ta-boom. Oh, but nothing like festive food lah.
All the food come out, yeah.
Yeah, it's
then you
awesome.
Put on weight,
oh. Yeah, man. Oh, man. But the thing is, right, with Hari Raya, it used to be a lot more, I think, gung-ho in terms of food. Now, I kind of toned down a little bit.
Yeah.
I think, don't know whether it's because I'm getting old or my auntie getting tired.
I think it's a bit of both. I think it's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, man.
The cooking is a lot of work.
Yeah.
And then your metabolism, when you're not young. young, you can just whack.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
Everything.
And you're fine. You're fine.
When you're older, you go like, whoa.
I used to have a cast iron stomach, you know.
Yeah,
I used to be able to endure, like, only the third day, tababum.
Ah.
Now, second day, tababum, really.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's our age, lah.
Ay, yeah. It's catching up on us.
Catching up on us.
Quite sad.
Okay, we're gonna leave Imran to do the rest of his cookie deliveries.
Yes.
And so that he will have the energy tomorrow to tababum.
No lah.
Eat first, then tababum.
Then tababum.
And we'd like to wish all our Muslim listeners.
Yes.
How do you say this?
Selamat Hari Raya, Maaf Zahir dan Batin.
All right. Check it out. I was just going to say Selamat Hari Raya.
I know.
Because I'm just the cruelest Chinese, right?
Yeah. You're looking at me like glazed eyes. You say what?
You say what? I thought I say salah. Kena hantam. Got angry letters coming in.
Why you say such thing wrong? Flying rendang.
Here's my auntie one. Here's my other auntie.
Here's my second auntie one.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
This episode of the Mr. Brown Show is sponsored by bonusrewards.sg. Identify yourself as a Mr. Brown Show listener by visiting bonusrewards.sg/Mr. Brown Show and increase your chances of winning an Apple MacBook, Canon IXUS 800IS, and other fabulous prizes. For Singapore citizens and PRs between 21 and 60 years only.
The Mr. Brown Show is a production of MrBrownShow.com. Selamat Hari Raya!